If you're running a business with more than one location, and that could be anything, right? Brands, offices, a few retail spots, you know the feeling. It's this constant juggling act, trying to keep network performance consistent and, maybe more importantly, keeping security absolutely airtight. The old ways of doing things, they just feel like they can't keep up.
Oh, they're completely overwhelmed. We talk to IT directors, business owners, and the story is always the same. Traditional wide area networks are just, they're too complicated, way too expensive because of those dedicated lines. And honestly, they create a weak spot at every single remote
At
office.
every single office, yeah. So our mission for this deep dive is to cut through all that noise. We're going to unpack the one technology that's really become the go-to solution for multi-site businesses, software-defined wide area networking, SD-WAN.
And we've pulled together the key insights to show you exactly how SD-WAN gives you a shortcut, a real path to better security, much faster performance, and, real measurable savings. It lets smaller businesses compete with enterprise-level networks, but without that enterprise-level price tag.
Okay, let's unpack this. Let's start with the absolute basics. What's the fundamental shift here? Because if you're a business owner, you're just drowning in acronyms. What makes SD-WAN so different from what you probably already have?
It's all about where the intelligence lives. I mean, historically, your network was all about the hardware. You bought these expensive routers, dedicated boxes, complex switches, and then you had to manually configure them at every single location. SD-WAN just flips that on its head. It's intelligent, it's software-driven. It means your network becomes this smart, resilient thing that can adapt in real time to how your data is actually flowing.
It changes the actual pipes you use, right? I think for anyone listening, the big contrast is with the traditional WAN, which almost always relied on something called MPLS.
Yes, that's the key difference, both for your budget and your flexibility. Traditional WANs leaned so heavily on MPLS. Think of them as these expensive, private, dedicated circuits. They were reliable, sure, but so slow to deploy, a nightmare to make changes to, and if one went
You're
down.
just stuck waiting.
Exactly. You were stuck waiting for the carrier to fix their private pipe.
So the old way was like having a super secure private railroad track that cost a fortune and only went in one direction.
That's a perfect analogy. SD-WAN, on the other hand, is what we call agnostic. It acts like this brilliant traffic cop that can watch and use all the roads at once, your broadband, your fiber, 4G, 5G, whatever you've got. It bundles them all together and uses software to choose the fastest, cheapest, most reliable route for every single packet of data.
That flexibility sounds like a huge leap. But let's jump straight to the thing that keeps every business owner up at night: security. I mean, threats are evolving by the minute, and in a multi-site setup, one forgotten remote office can bring the whole thing down. How does SD-WAN unify that defense?
It solves that weak link problem by building security right into the network fabric. It's not an afterthought you bolt on later. Think of it like this. Traditional networking was like building a house and then deciding to add a security system and some cameras. Modern SD-WAN builds the security layers right into the foundation of the house.
So what is that layered defense? What does it actually look like in practice? We're talking about, integrated firewalls and that sort of thing.
Correct. And intrusion prevention systems, yes. We're talking about multiple layers of defense built right in. You've got advanced encryption protecting the data as it travels between your sites. But the real game changer, the thing that brings the efficiency, is bigger than just the tech itself. It's centralized control.
Okay, that sounds like the key for any business that doesn't have a huge distributed IT team. Why does managing security from one dashboard change everything?
It makes a nearly impossible task. Simple. Imagine you have, say, 10 branch offices. In the old setup, that's 10 physical firewalls, 10 different sets of rules, 10 appliances that all need to be patched and managed separately. It's just inevitable that one gets missed. And that's where vulnerabilities creep in. With SD-WAN, you create a security policy. Let's say you want to block certain web traffic. You do it once from a single cloud dashboard. And that policy is instantly pushed out uniformly to all 10 locations.
So no forgotten patch in the Tulsa office means no gaping security hole.
Exactly. It just shrinks your attack surface dramatically, and it ensures no single branch becomes the entry point that compromises customer data or, your financial records.
And this leads right into a concept that's really defining modern security: Zero Trust Network Access, or ZTNA. This feels less like a piece of hardware and more like a whole philosophy.
It is absolutely a philosophy, and it's vital for how we work today. Zero Trust basically means never trust, always verify.
Mm-hmm.
Access isn't granted just because your device is plugged into the wall at the office. Every single user, every device, every application has to be verified before it's allowed to access anything.
So it's the end of the old castle and moat security model.
Yeah.
Where, you know, once you were inside the walls,
yeah,
you were trusted. Now you're always a potential threat.
That's a perfect way to put it. And ZTNA is critical if you have remote workers or third-party vendors who need to access, say, your inventory system. They only get access to the absolute minimum they need to do their job. It limits the blast radius if one of their devices ever gets compromised.
Okay, so we've built this foundation of trust with centralized security. But trust is useless if the system is slow. For an SMB, speed is money, it's cash flow. So let's shift to performance. How does this drive business results?
Performance is the other half of the coin, and it all comes down to intelligent traffic routing. Remember that traffic cop analogy? The system is constantly watching the health of every connection you have, your broadband, your fiber, all of it. It's looking for latency, for jitter, for packet loss, all in real time.
So let's say my main fiber connection suddenly gets sluggish because the local school just let out and all the kids are streaming videos. What happens?
It doesn't wait for your video call to freeze. The moment that primary connection degrades, say, your latency spikes, the system instantly and automatically shifts your critical applications. It moves them to a better route, maybe over your LTE backup or another line, and it does it without interrupting the user at all. Your video conference doesn't drop. Your point of sale system keeps processing transactions.
That ability to juggle traffic is huge, but it also means you can tell the system which apps are mission critical, right?
That's application prioritization. And it's essential. Not all traffic is created equal. A VoIP phone call or a credit card transaction has to take priority over someone downloading a big software update. SD-WAN lets you create these dedicated fast lanes for your most important business functions, so they're always responsive no matter what else is happening on the network.
And now everyone is using cloud software. Microsoft 365, Salesforce, AWS, and latency is the absolute killer. I know SD-WAN changes how you access the cloud by fixing a problem called network backhauling. Can you explain why that's so inefficient?
Oh, absolutely. This is where so much hidden slowness comes from. In a traditional network, if an employee in a branch office needed to access something in the cloud, that traffic often had to travel all the way back to your central data center first.
Even if the data center is 500 miles away.
Even then, it would go there for a security check, then out to the cloud provider, and then the response would make that same long trip all the way back.
That sounds incredibly slow.
It is. It's like driving from San Francisco to San Jose, but being forced to go via Chicago just to get your passport stamped. SD-WAN gets rid of that. It allows for what's called a direct localized internet breakout. The software knows the fastest, most direct path to the major cloud providers and sends the traffic straight there. It shaves hundreds of milliseconds off response times. M365 just feels snappy.
Which is the difference between a productive team and a frustrated one. Now, let's talk reliability, because the cost of an outage is just, it's astronomical. Our sources show outages can cost SMBs thousands of dollars per hour. You just have to think of a POS system crashing during a lunch rush.
It's a disaster, and that's why resilience is so fundamental. SD-WAN builds in multiple levels of failover to make that kind of scenario much, much less likely. It usually manages this through two main kinds of configurations.
Can you break down the difference between those setups? I think it's active versus active-passive.
Certainly. So an active-passive setup is your standard failover. You have a main connection, maybe fiber, and a backup, like broadband or 5G that's just sitting there, dormant. If the main line fails, the system instantly switches all the traffic over to the backup. Now, an active setup is more advanced. It uses both connections at the same time, intelligently sending different kinds of traffic over whichever link is performing better at that exact moment.
So with active-active, you're not just waiting for a failure. You're getting the best performance out of all your connections all the time.
Precisely. The goal is just uninterrupted business. It shouldn't matter if one of your internet provider links has a problem.
So we've got the security, we got the performance. Now we get to the bottom line, the business case. If SD-WAN doesn't actually save money or make life easier, it's just another piece of tech.
It has to deliver ROI. And it does. The primary way it does that is by completely changing the economics of your network. It lets businesses replace those super expensive dedicated MPLS circuits we talked about with more affordable, high-speed commercial broadband. That's the big lever. Our sources consistently show this move can cut your wide area network costs by anywhere from 30 to 50%.
30 to 50%. That is a massive number for any business.
Yeah.
But what about the complexity? For a smaller company without a networking engineer on staff, this must seem daunting.
It is, which is exactly why the managed services model has become so popular here. Most SMBs don't have that kind of expertise in-house. So by partnering with a managed provider, you get a huge financial benefit. You turn a big capital expenditure CapEx into a predictable operating expense, OpEx.
Right. So you're not shelling out tens of thousands of dollars for hardware every few years. It's just a predictable monthly fee.
Exactly. Budget predictability. And you get 24/7 expert support and monitoring that's probably far better than a small internal team could provide. And when you combine the circuit savings with the reduced cost of downtime, businesses typically see a full return on their investment in about 12 to 18 months.
A fast return.
Yeah.
Okay, for the listener thinking, this sounds necessary but complicated.
Mm.
What are the best practices? Where do you even start?
Step one is the most important, and it's the one people often skip. Start with a detailed network assessment. You can't improve what you don't measure. You need a baseline of your current performance, not just bandwidth, but actual latency to your key cloud apps. You need to know where your security vulnerabilities are before you start.
And once you have that baseline, how do you avoid a risky big bang cutover from the old to the new?
You do a phased rollout. Never, ever try to deploy across all your locations at once. Pick one or two non-critical sites first. Implement it there. Validate the configuration, work out any kinks, and then expand. It just massively reduces the risk.
What about the people on the ground?
Yeah.
Actual employees?
Yep. Employee training. It's non-negotiable. Even if the system is simple, your team needs to understand the new capabilities. And finally, you have to remember to do regular reviews and optimization. Your business changes. Your network needs have to evolve with it. The policies that were perfect on day one might need tweaking 6 months later.
That makes it sound much more manageable. So before we wrap up, if someone is out there evaluating providers right now, what's their four-point checklist?
First is scalability. Can the solution grow with you? New locations, more bandwidth. Second, integration. Does it play nicely with the firewalls and cloud services you already use? Third is visibility and analytics. You need good dashboards. You need to see what's happening on your network in real time.
And the last point, the one that gives you peace of mind.
Vendor support and SLA service level agreements. Read them. You need guarantees on response times and uptime. For an SMB, you want a vendor that's proactively monitoring your network 24/7, fixing problems before you even know they exist.
Perfect. So let's recap the core value here. We're talking about centralized Zero Trust security. We're talking intelligent adaptive routing for way better performance and real cost savings.
And looking ahead, these benefits are just going to accelerate. It's all about convergence and automation.
What does that future look like?
The biggest trend right now is SASE integration, Secure Access Service Edge. It just means that SD-WAN and all your cloud security services are merging into one single unified platform. It simplifies things even further. It's really the ultimate destination for software-driven networking.
So networking and security become one and the same, managed from one place.
Exactly. And the engine driving all of this is AI-driven network operations. We're talking about true predictive analytics, AI spotting tiny issues that a human would miss and fixing them before they cause an outage, or automatically optimizing configurations based on usage patterns.
And we can't forget about the physical connections. 5G has to be a big part of this.
Oh, absolutely. 5G connectivity is becoming a totally viable primary or backup connection. It's fast, low latency. It makes SD-WAN even more flexible. You can spin up a reliable connection for a new pop-up store or a temporary work site in hours, not weeks.
It's incredible how fast this is evolving. So here's a final thought to chew on. If SD-WAN is already unifying security and networking into SES, how quickly will AI get us to the point where the network just self-configures? Where it sees a new global threat emerge and instantly adjusts policies and traffic flows across all your sites with almost zero human input needed. Something to mull over as you start looking at these solutions.
The future of networking is definitely automated.
Thank you for the deep dive. This was incredibly insightful.
Always a pleasure.